With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A new clear definition for waters of the United States, or WOTUS, is now in place after the president finalized revised definition of WOTUS. The NCBA's Scott Yeager discusses the new WOTUS 2.0.
The purpose of this new rule is twofold. Number one, pull back federal jurisdiction from the 2015 rule. So that's good. Number two, it provides more clarity to landowners, so that if you think you might have a federally jurisdictional water on your pasture, you have a clearer set of rules to understand what that means. Overall, it's getting rid of those ephemeral features, and those are the features that only convey water during or after a rain or snow melt. That was something that was categorically regulated under the Obama administration's rule. And then also it spells out very clear exclusions for agricultural features such as stock ponds, irrigation ditches, and the like. And then third, there is a really clear exclusion for prior converted cropland. So between all three of those big changes, this is a really positive rule for rural America and cattle producers specifically, and it's something we support.
The new WOTUS 2.0 rule is being hailed by many farmers and ranchers, as they say, for respecting the primary role of states and tribes in managing their own land and water resources. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.